Chof Gimel Cheshvin, 5th of November, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Chaye Soro.
Original title. Don't wait for me to start, sorry.
What's that?
Huh?
What are you doing?
There are people who watch all over the world. You're going out live, seriously. Seriously, last week one of the speakers didn't turn up. I had to carry on for another half an hour. I got a call from Antwerp, somebody watched me. I'm just saying, you know, it's amazing how many people actually do that. But you can start before this is set up, it's okay.
In this week's Sedwa, we find the Avon sent Eliezer to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. As soon as Eliezer found that Rivka, with her outstanding chesed, unbelievable chesed, he immediately said that she is a suitable shidduch for Yitzchak. The question is, how did he not check her, be boydika, regarding her muna, regarding her Yerushamayim, regarding her scoffers? She was a daughter of a Rosha. She was a sister of a Rosha. She lived a life with wicked people round her whole surroundings. How did Eliezer find straight away that just because she's got chesed, that decides that she is the suitable person to be for the shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu? How did the chesed make the decision that should be suitable? Further, the Torah writes, Va'avon zokein bo bayomim, Va'ashem beirach es Avon bakoil. The Gemara brings in Bava Basra that one pshat is that Rav Yehuda learns, Hashem beirach es Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Avram, Bakoil, with a daughter called Bakoil. Avram Avinu had a daughter called Bakoil, and with that Avram Avinu was Mekayim, the mitzvah of Purur Revu, to have a boy Yitzchak and a girl Bakoil. Teaches in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph asks Rakashi, what was Avraham making such a tumult to find a shidduch for Yitzchak? Why didn't Yitzchak go and marry his sister? The din is, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Ben Noach is allowed to get married to his sister. Therefore, Fek Teisvas in Bava Basra, why didn't Yitzchak Avinu marry his sister? Says Tesis in Bava Basra that since she was born from Hogah and not from Sorah, therefore she was not suitable to be able to get married to Yitzchak. So Chura, you can ask that how did he find in Rivka that she's more suitable, she's more sugipast for Yitzchak Avinu than Bakoil? Rivka also came from not exactly the best yichus. She came from a family who were Rishoyim, a family who were Oved Avodah Zarah. How did she go along and find that she was more suitable? That she was more suitable than Bakoil was. And more than that, Rashi quotes in this week's Sedra that Eliezer had a daughter. And Avraham Avinu said that Eliezer's daughter is not suitable as a shidduch to be able to get married to Yitzchak Avinu. Why? Says Rashi, Ato'ol, you are cursed, Ubeni Baruch, and my son is Boch. Ve'ein oru mizdabek beboch. And therefore it's not a suitable shidduch. And therefore she's not fit for Yitzchak. But again, I'll ask the same question. How did Avraham Avinu know that Rivka, who came from her family, which was Ovid Avodah Zorah, Anshei Resha, Rashi says at the beginning of next week's Sedra, a family which was surrounded with Rishoyim, how did he find that Rivka was more suitable than the daughter of Eliezer? I just want to mention, I did mention before, that Bakoil was the daughter of Avraham Avinu. That only goes according to some opinions, because there is a very interesting medrash, which a lot of people don't know, at the beginning of this week's Sedra, that the medrash writes, Vayovay Avraham Lispoy Lesor Velifkoison. There's a tiny little chof. There are lots of answers on that. But there is a medrash which says, Vayovay Avraham Lispoy Lesor Ulebito. That he came to say a hesped on his daughter, meaning his daughter Bakoil. According to that medrash comes out that Bakoil was not living later on, he could have never got married to her. Oh, but it's not the first time that you will find there are disputes in Midrashim. But the thing is, Kaidim Matan Teira, before Matan Teira, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a person can marry his sister.
The question would be why he didn't marry her before the Akedah, that's all. He could have married her
earlier. Even according to that matter, I agree. To answer this question, all my questions, the answer lies in an interesting book. The din is that Amrin and Moyov are not allowed to get married to a Bas Yisrael. As the Pasuk writes, in Parshas Kisetze, Lo Yovoy Amrini Umoyovi Bikar Hashem. But there is an interesting halacha. Reifin Amaleki, the Rambam says in Hilchas Yisur Rebia, wants to be Megaya, we will accept him. Like any normal goy who wants to go along and be Megaya and come under the Kanfei Hashchina, any goy, and even says the Rambam and Amaleki, who wants to come under the rules of Judaism, and he then can get married to any Yisrael, any Bat Yisrael, and he's like any Yisrael. But an Amrin in Moyav state in the Torah, but the question is, how do we understand the halacha? The Amaleki was the first nation to fight the Yidden. Amalek, the Torah writes, Timche ezdechem Amalek. There's no nation worse than Amalek. And as the Torah writes, also in the end of Bishalach, the Torah writes, you've got a mitzvah of going along and fighting them, ki yod al keishko, milchama la Hashem ba'amolek, midoy v'doy. You've got an halacha that you've got to fight them, midoy v'doy. Nevertheless, stating the Rambam, that the halacha is, that an amoleki you will accept. Why should a person who comes from Amrin and Moav, and he wants to go along and convert, and he wants to get married to a Bat Yisrael, you would have thought our logic would say that an Amrin and Moav, why shouldn't we accept him? Why should he be worse? And the Torah say that he can't come in for all generations. Rabbi Elapian in Leva Leo brings out this kasha. This last question. Rabbi Elapian says, the Torah writes, what was the wrongdoing? What was the vicious of Amalek? The Torah writes at the end of Kisetze, Lo Yovei Elokim, that the wrongdoing of Amalek was that he wasn't Yirei Elokim, no Yirei Shamayim. And that brought him, that brought Amalek to have the arrogance, to have the chutzpah, to go along and fight against the Yid. Says Rabbi Elapian, if any person of that Amaleki nation realizes that there was a wrongdoing and he wants to accept Yirei Shamayim, then we will accept him. But says Rabbi Elapian, a person who comes from the Aminim Moav, they were corrupt in Midas. Like the Torah writes, Al-Davar Asher Le-Kidmu Etchem Ba-Lechem U-Bemayim. Such a person who's corrupt in Midas, he is impossible to come into Klal Yisrael. Therefore, using that idea, we can say as follows. A person who's got Midas, a person who's got character, he's got Midas, he's got Chesed, even if that person hasn't yet acquired Yirah Shemayim, he can still go along and get Yirah Shemayim. While if a person has got the ideal of Midas, a person's got Midas, he's got the fundamental, he's got the Yesod to be able to go along and to acquire, to build himself and come to the highest Madrega. But a corrupt person, a Midas, it's an illness which is impossible to get out of it. There is a gaun that the gaun says, that person who's got a midah ra, it's harder, if the gaun writes, to get out of that midah ra than to learn to learn the whole of the Torah. Therefore, based on that, we can answer our questions. What were our questions? Number one, we asked, how could Yitzhak Avinu get married to Rivka, when you only saw in Rivka one thing, that she's a Baalas Chesed. She came from a Tadobna family, a family which was Oved Avodah Zarah. Similarly, we asked, why didn't he go along and get married to Bakal, the Teretzes? Rivka, who he saw in her Midas Tavis, could jolly well be that there was no Yirah Shamayim. But a person who's got Midas has got the possibility to go along and build himself in Yirah Shamayim and to have the right Hashkofas. But Eliezer, who was a daughter, who came from Canaan, who are known to be Mushchosim, corrupt in Midas, the children of Ham, who they got the klala of Aru Kenan, Eved Avodim Yireochov. They can't get out of such a thing. Why? Because Midas is something which is in a person, and to change the Midas, that to get back good quality Midas, that's impossible. And that's why Avraham Avinu didn't want anything to do with Canaan, and that's why the shidduch with Eliezer's daughter, or with Hogor's daughter, was not a suitable tenure. I want to go further. In this week's Sedra, we find Eliezer says to Rivka, "Hagmini no ma'at mai, please give me a bit of water." Chazal say, the Daz Akenim Mebala Teisha say, that Rivka was a little girl of 3 years old. Eliezer, Daz Akenim Mebala Teisha says, he was a strong man. According to the Daz Akenim Mebala Teisha, he was Oig Melech HaBoshon, who the Mepharshim bring a Yalkut. He was a mighty old person. If that's the case, Why? And he could have slept. He could have bought lots of buckets of water without any difficulty. If that's the case, and Eliezer had besides that, he had 10 people who could go along and help him. And he goes, and you could, what does Rivka do? She goes herself, draws the water for them, not and for all the 10 people. And she does it, and after all that, she's done that, she continues, and she says to him, do you want me to bring for your animals as well? And she did it. And the way she did it with such simcha. Says the Mefarshim, that was a simon, that with her doing that, she had Yirat Shemayim, and she had value for mitzvahs. And therefore, that was sure that when Eliezer tested Rivka, he could see in Rivka, not only did she have the middah of chesed, she went with what she had. She had the right hashkofas, the right gishmak in Yirat Shemayim and in hashkofa. And you see, the pasuk says, "Vayorotzo eved likroso," and the eved ran to go along and to meet her. Says Rashi, why did he run? The reason why he ran, because he saw she'olu hamayim likroso, that the water came up to meet her. The question is, if that's the case, he saw unbelievable motzim. He saw amoifas. He saw amoifas. Skup loif and vasa to hike up to her. Why did he need any more proof? That itself should have been the proof. The teretz is, he was not impressed one wink. From a person who does Moitzi. He wanted to see Masim Tevin. By just seeing the water, Olu Amayim Nekroso. Olu Amayim Nekroso, that wouldn't have impressed him. The Biskarov says, and later on in the Sedra, the Torah writes, Vayisape Ho'Eved LeYitzchok, the Eved told Yitzchok, Eis kol advarim asha osa. Everything what happened. Says Rashi, what did he tell him? Gila lei nisim. He said over the miracles. What miracles? Shekotza lei ha'avetz. That the nisim. Shekotza lei ha'avetz. State, that wasn't yet enough. When did he take her? As a wife? Vayivieo Yitzchok Ohelo, says the Talmud. Va'alo Yitzchok Lemashkano. Yitzchok went along and took her into the tent. Says the Talmud. V'chazor, and he saw. V'saknin Oivdor ke'Oivdei Sora Imei. He saw her Meisim, that she had quality in Midas, in Meisim, ke'Oivdei Sora Imei. Then he was prepared to get married to Rivka. For, says the Biskarov, that from having nisin and motzim, that's no proof yet that a person has got is a righteous person. When do you see it? When do you see it? You only see it when you does maisim tovim. I saw an anti-chassidus shabbat last night on this board of the Biskarov. Somebody adds on. I say umoisim ba'ad mas b'necho. For them and them and I say some moisim, for Admas Benechon, and those going to mention are impressed from I say some moisim. Rabbi Gurvich once was moisiv on this vart of the Biskarov. The Gemara says in Gittin, that Vavam and Beis, that how did they know that Evyosah was an Adam Godel? Evyosah was a person who was zeicher to speak to Eliyahu Anovi. But that did not prove at all that he was a Odom Godel. When did he find that he was a Odom Godel? He only found that he was a Odom Godel when he saw that he was great in learning. So therefore, that's why Eliezer didn't bring a vaya from the vaya, when the Torah writes, Vayolotso Eved, Likoso, Lepisha Vohu Sha'olu Abayim Likoso. Because that wouldn't have been, that itself wouldn't have been a raya that she's the right person for Yitzchak. What did he see? He saw the way he did, the chesed with such Yirah Shamayim, and that was the raya that she was the right person. At the end of the Sedra, later, the Torah says, Vayomer Boy Baruch Hashem. The Torah writes that you should go in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayomer Boy Baruch Hashem, Lama Tam Vayipachutz. Says the Medrash, asks the Medrash, why do you call him Baruch Hashem? He's not Baruch Hashem, it's not from Canaan. Says the Medrash these words, Al Yedei Sheshoves Eise Tzadik Be'emuna. Since he went along and he served the Tzadik with trust, he served Avraham Avinu Be'emuna, says the Medrash, Yotso, he went out, Miklal O Liklal Boruch. From serving Avraham Avinu, that took him out from the category of being Oru, that he became a category of Boruch. Says the Heiliges Vasemes, if already a person who's Oru and he serves a Tzaddik, that takes him out of the Klal of Oru to go along and be Boruch. Says the Svasemes, Kal Vachema, a person who serves Hashem, and he was never Oru, El Avada, such a person will go along and become a Boruch. Before I mentioned, the Pasuk says, Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoyim. So Chazal say, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoyim, that means that Avraham Avinu had a daughter called Bakoyim, about Bakoyim. In the Svarna state, Amir Dikavot. Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoyim. Avraham Avinu was blessed as a rich man. Therefore he told Eliezer, the bad time a rich man, you've got to go along and be much more careful in the Shidduch. Because it's Ken Zayin. People will run after my son. You know why people will run after my son? Because of my money. And that therefore says this Svarnai, not like the Gemara says in Bar Basra. Vashem Beirach es Avraham Bakoyim, the Beirach Avraham Bakoyim is referring to Bakoyim, that he has, it's an agdoma to the Shidduch. Number one, Avraham Zokin Bo Bayom. Avram's getting on in age. And as the Mepharshim say, what do you mean, Bor Bayomim? He came back with utilized days. I saw in a sefer, a verse from Abchaskel Sana, on the word Bor Bayomim. A bocher once came to Abchaskel Sana, and he told Abchaskel Sana, Ich lerne schon da in Yeshiva 5 years. So Abchaskel Sana said to him, Is all sein gesund. You're here no 5 years. Essens, Av, you don't learn. Nissen, you don't learn. And you also don't learn, most of Tishri. And more than that, Rav Chaskel Sana said to him, that every day, every week, you go away on Thursday afternoon, and you come back, when do you come back? Sunday afternoon? So, Kempfin of Yotin is Yelent in Yeshiva. Rav Chaskel Sana gesagt, das steht da. Bo Bayomin, Avraham Avinu could say, that he was coming, what's called utilized life. Abor bayomim, die Tag zenin gewen ausgenutzt. He had days which he used. And carried on the Torah of Hashem Beyach as Avraham Bakoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham Avinu with everything. What do you mean with richness? Avraham Avinu was rich, and therefore Vayema Avraham El Abdei, he told his Eved he's got to be careful what he goes along and he does.
Ich bin ja auch so. Ja, ich bin ja auch so. Ich bin ja auch so.